understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I am Craig Scheman, Pete Shepherd by my side in studio. Chris on the other
forever
side of the
glass. Yeah, storm scene. Well, I still hear thunder.
A lot of thunder. I think it's drifting off. We had a few bolts coming down here. Time now for Sports Center Rundown. Here's Chris.
NBA bubble action. The Suns remain perfect since the restart. They defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder 128-101 today. And 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Jazz trailing the Mavericks 106-104. They've blown like a 137-point lead in this game.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. 99.3 ESPN. We're going to have some baseball action tonight from Fenway Park. It's the Red Sox hosting the Rays. Our coverage starting at 6:30. The Miami Marlins are not in action tonight. That was a terrible assumption on my part.
Mm-hmm. There's only one postponed game tonight, the Cardinals and whoever.
Why would Miami not be playing tonight? They need to make up games, right?
This seems like a date
where it could be done.
I agree.
But the other teams that they have the makeup dates against are all playing.
Orioles. Yeah. Are the Orioles playing? Baltimore's not playing.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You're right about Philly.
We need to catch up on some Skittles action. First of all, very important at the top of the show, Pete with a hot tip coming in.
Utah minus six. They had a 16-point lead, and now they're losing by two with 5 minutes to go.
It's the Dallas Mavericks.
Madness.
Chris was all in on a nil-nil or a tied soccer game. They scored in and out of time, but that doesn't count.
I bet the draw, and I won it plus 600.
Okay.
How about this? The first 18 days of 2018, 19 pitchers went on IL for different reasons. Last year, first 18 days, 24 pitchers went on IL first 18 days in the season.
Mm-hmm.
After Madison Baumgartner was the sixth pitcher to go on the injured list today. 56 pitchers on IL for non-COVID reasons for the first 18 days of this year. 56.
You think these guys would be in shape with all that extra time they had to get ready for the season? That's just me thinking.
56.
Is it managers not letting their pitchers ease into the season because they know every inning is like 2.7 real innings, so we need you out there as much as possible.
It's time it counts.
The NFL has released a statement here.
Well, one of those was Clayton Kershaw, which is just like a random back. Like, I don't care how long. Right. Like, Clayton Kershaw is going to miss a few starts because of a back every year.
No, he's going to miss a few because his name's Clayton Kershaw.
Well, that's my point.
It's 37 more than last year at this time. The first 18 days. Fair. That's a lot. 56 players.
You had me going there when you said back in 2018, the spring. I thought, oh, those were the good old days.
Good old days.
No virus. Just life was good. Now it's difficult.
All right, so ahead of a season unlike any other, the NFL is adjusting many facets of the game to keep players, staff, and officials safe. NFL Senior Vice President of Officiating, Training, and Development, Walt Anderson, said the 2020 season is going to be different, including the game officials. We will continue to adapt and adjust and ensure we are in the best possible position to deliver an outstanding officiating performance. So for this season, NFL will assign officiating crews based on geography, limiting travel, and allowing individuals, officials to drive to as many games as possible. This decision was made to mitigate the risk for officials and reduce the number of flights they need to take. Crew assignments guidelines will be relaxed to assign officials to games closer to their homes when feasible. Typically, the NFL ensures that officials do not officiate a game involving the same team more than twice in a season, and usually at least 6 weeks between such games. In 2020, those guidelines will be waived, and it will be possible for officials to work multiple games involving the same club. Other changes for this year include officials wearing protective equipment and electronic whistles being distributed to all officials. To me, this could work in one of two ways.
What's an electronic whistle?
An electronic whistle.
What does that mean?
I don't know. An electronic whistle.
Is that like a blowhorn?
No, I don't know. I don't know what it's supposed to be.
An electronic whistle?
Why can't you use a regular whistle? Because the spittle comes out of the little thing.
Yeah, spittle, I would think. Yeah, COVID.
No NFL players will spit at all. But this could work one of two ways. It could be really good as the officials get to know whatever team they seem to be reffing more than two or three times. Or it could be really bad if they don't get along with that particular coach or this particular coach and be a mess.
Like if Jeff Rice was still in the league, for example, and he got all Lions games.
That's exactly where I went as well.
Right, right. Just
illegal hands to the face.
Yeah, maybe he would learn.
Who was that? Who was that that they called it on?
I can't remember now. I've blocked it out of my
memory. It wasn't Snacks.
No.
It was a Patriot. Who did you get from the Patriots 2 years ago? Defensive end. Flowers.
Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. Good Lord. Mm. Well, so the NFL is eagerly watching what's going on with college football, and whether if it doesn't happen, be prepared to see NFL Thursday night, Saturday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday. They're going to fill the programming void because the networks are going to need it, and the NFL is going to have a lock on sports programming, particularly when baseball and basketball and hockey are done in October. Basically, November, December, it's going to be all of them, the NFL. If you're just tuning in, didn't know what was going on past this weekend, still nothing official. We know that the MAC canceled on Saturday and the Big Ten presidents got together. They want to cancel the Big Ten football season, but they want to bring others along with them. There appears to be a roadblock, not only among other conferences, but also the coaches and the players all want to play, including Big Ten coaches, some big names. Harbaugh stepping up, Franklin, Day. They all said, no, we want to play. We're good to go. The Ohio State Football Parents Association is good with their kids playing. Nick Saban has even said, look, what are we talking about? If you want to have an argument that these kids shouldn't go on campus, football players are not going to catch COVID on the football field. It's probably the safest place they could be. Why are we even having this argument all of a sudden?
Pete Ricketts, governor of Nebraska. I believe it's absolutely something we can do here in Nebraska. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey earlier. Can we play? I don't know. We haven't stopped trying. We support, educate, and care for student athletes every day. We'll continue to do so every day. Also, the league presidents are meeting today, but with no expectation of a vote in the SEC. But we know the Pac-12 and Big 12 presidents are going to meet on tomorrow, and Big 10 presidents are going to meet tonight for a final vote.
A final vote.
ACC is scheduled a meeting Wednesday, and SEC presidents, as we just said, report a meeting today, but no vote is expected. Big 12 athletic directors and medical consultants will join presidents and chancellors on the board of director teleconference tomorrow in the Big 12.
All right.
Does this have anything to do with the Pac-12 and Big Ten players? I want to say union because it's not a union, but the group that they put together and basically the conference saying, look, we're going to have to basically move heaven and earth to make a football season happen. Mm-hmm. Now with this ridiculous list of demands you're making, like revenue sharing, we're just not even going to go through the headache of it.
If it were just the Pac-12 making the noise, I would agree with them. By the way, they had that phone conversation with Larry Scott. It didn't go well. The players felt like they were not received correctly.
I don't think the players understand.
They don't.
The full geometry of the situation and geography of the situation. I said it earlier. We said it, talked about it, Chris and I, on Thursday and Friday. You can't have it right now. You have different sets of labor laws, and you don't just snap your fingers and form a union thing. It takes a while. And you have different sets of labor laws depending on if you are a public institution or a private institution, which the Pac-12 has two privates at Stanford and USC. And you have six states that are involved in this conference. To get six sets of rules passed that quickly, forget it. You kidding me?
But wouldn't you also, are a devil's advocate, would you not argue that the players have more leverage today than they've ever had in their entire life? If these schools
agree,
if Barry Alvarez and company want to say we're going to lose $100 million if we don't play football, let's move heaven and earth to make football happen. And then at the last minute, the players go, we want a few demands to make. We want some money. We want some Black Lives Matter. We want this. We want that. They'll never have more leverage than they have right now.
And the difference between the Pac-12 players and the Big Ten players, where the Pac-12 players asked for revenue, where the Big Ten players, to my understanding, did not. It was all safety concerns for the Big Ten versus the Pac-12. It got into
the Big Ten has a more logical day. Pat Forty reporting. He's one of the best. Seconds ago, ACC ADs met today and are moving forward in an attempt to play. In the words of one staffer, league presidents could be meeting today as well.
Great.
Good for them.
So,
which, you know, if the ACC plays,
then the SEC
will play.
And I still think the Big 12 is
playing.
And
in which case, you just say the Big 12 will probably play?
Yeah. I think they've always been leaning toward playing the Big 12. And they're like, the Big 12's going, well, what's all this talk this weekend going on? We're ready to go. So that that solves everything right there. So the Big 10 and the Pac-12, let's say they don't play. Boom. Two SECs, one ACC, one Big 12. There's your college football playoff right
easy.
There. No arguments, nothing, no big deal.
I just, like I said earlier, I think the biggest thing none of us really know about, Mark Emmert is useless. We know that.
Yeah.
But apparently all these institutions have carte blanche and if they want to play football or not. But then we don't know if teams, if the Big Ten did cancel and other schools wanted to defect for a season, would you legally be allowed to do it? I don't know. I don't think it could be done that quickly. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless you can just leave
to play
and,
other teams.
You know,
who would they play?
Leave now, ask questions later type of thing.
They could play Boise.
But I don't know how you leave a conference. And I don't know how – I still think Kevin Warren, if this all comes down badly for the Big Ten, that he might lose his job.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say the Big 12, the ACC, and the SEC still play. Business as usual. The Big Ten and the Pac-12, they sit out. Now, are they sitting out? And then after the college football season is over in January, are they still thinking about, would they still play a spring?
I've heard that too.
On their own where nobody cares?
I don't know.
There'd be no college football playoff.
Well, I'll tell you
who cares. The MAC would be playing in spring.
But
allegedly.
Here's the deal.
Allegedly.
How much, this may be a good, if the Big Ten and the Pac-12 said, all right, you all play your little college football season. Do your little championship.
When you say little college football season, you mean real college football season.
The real one. But then they do theirs in the spring. But they're allowed to have fans. By then, we're past this COVID crap.
Yeah.
They could put 100,000. They could sell 109,000 tickets in the Big House. They can fill up everything. They'd get TV money. Somebody would air it.
Oh, they'd get that TV money for sure.
How much more profitable would it be for the Big Ten and the Pac-12 to play in the spring? This would be the best thing that could ever happen to the Pac-12. Because finally, people would watch them finally.
Yeah, but the people who are going to be the ones that people care about that know
that
are
going to be playing.
Not going to be playing. That's
Justin Fields won't be playing for Ohio State.
No, I mean, I would watch, and I'll take any football I can get, no matter when it's played. But
if it goes head-to-head with the Final Four?
College football.
That's what I'm saying. College football is going to be going on in March.
Yeah, college football wins.
Well, yeah, but they the night of the national championship.
Wait a minute. Watered down just Big Ten and Pac-12? I don't think people are going to be watching a Minnesota-Wisconsin game instead of watching March Madness, which we missed last year.
Big Ten would, Pac-12 would not.
It depends.
Because really, when you remove the Pac-12 and the Big Ten from the college football national landscape, you're really only losing Ohio State. Like, I'm sorry, but when looking at a national championship picture, it really doesn't change all that much, right? And I'm sorry,
really,
Michigan fans not even upset. They're kind of like,
they don't care. They don't care.
Right.
They're content, complacent at 10-3.
Penn State fan might have a bit of an issue
Penn
with
State
what
would
I
be
just
upset.
Said.
No, because Penn State's loaded this year. They're going to have –
Well, they were loaded until Micah Parsons decided to sit out for the year
guy.
And get ready for the, NFL draft.
That's one guy, but yeah.
Your pick stinks, Pete.
Mavericks, by 16. What do you want from
Mavericks
me?
Up 8. It was Utah minus 6 when you had
they're
a Stone Cold lock.
The Mavericks are up 14.
There's 65
I never said Stone
seconds
cold
left
lock,
in the game.
Lock. I said somebody told me that, you know.
Whoever that source was, cross them off.
Yeah.
Say, bad okay, source.
Go
bad source.
A bad source can be good. If they're bad all the time, you can always go the opposite.
No, he's not. This person isn't bad all the time. Just
I will say, have you recognized any of the players on the court this fourth quarter?
I can't tell. I can't see from here.
No, none of the start. I mean,
I don't know who they are except Seth for quality Curry.
Seth Curry's getting a lot of play. Ed Davis, big fan of Ed Davis. He was a really good Tar Heel.
Yeah,
not a great NBA player.
No,
just missed a free throw.
Wasn't my man Gabe that gave you this hot tip, was it?
No. Okay. Gabe, by the way, I found out why Gabe didn't join us on Friday.
He was flying, you said.
Yeah, it's his 50th birthday. He went to Napa in California.
Yeah, I saw him. I've
seen all sorts of great pictures out there. He's having a ball. Dusty Baker just said that the Astros hitting coach, Alex Cintron, was remorseful for the incident with the Athletics' Ramon Laureano. And, quote, it won't happen again.
That's it.
Now, this reminds me of, I must say, and I don't know why, this is the way my mind works. triggers a scene back from Family Ties back in the day. Do you remember when Alex went to interview at Princeton?
Alex
and his friend Jeff was there, and Alex brought Mallory, and Mallory saw Jeff kissing another girl and got all upset. So they go into the dean manager's office. They start having a conversation. The dean comes in, says, "Has there been a coup?" And then asks Jeff, "Is this Mr. Keaton?" He's like, "Well," Jeff says, "Alex is a great guy." He goes, "He really is. You're going to enjoy him." He goes, "Well, that's good enough for me. Welcome to Princeton." That's the same thing I say. Dusty Baker, who I love, but I mean, Ramon Laureano said that it won't happen again. Oh, okay. That's good enough for me. Is that going to make the commissioner be?
No, they're still going to lay down a hammer
commissioner,
on him.
Hey, Rob, Mr. Commissioner Manfred, it's Dusty here. Alex Cintron is really, really remorseful. He's very sorry. It won't happen again. They'll lay off.
Yeah.
They should kick him out for 20 games.
He might get 8 to 10, that's for sure.
Joe Kelly got 8 for throwing at – not even hitting, throwing at somebody and making a mean face.
Right.
That was 8 games. A bench coach?
Yeah.
Basically saying, "Fight me, bro."
Yeah.
Right. And then when the fight happens, hide behind your players.
Supposed to be the adult.
Yeah.
Well, the Houston Astros and adulting don't really go hand in hand.
No.
And Jose Altuve, batting's pretty difficult when you don't know what pitch is coming, huh, Mr. 159?
I saw 167 the other day.
Is it that low?
Yes, he can't hit anything because he doesn't know when it's a breaking ball or a fastball. The buzzer goes off of your chest, and oh, la-di-da, it's hard to hit a baseball.
Electronic buzzer.
Unbelievable. He's a fake World Series MVP is what he is.
He's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
He's a phony.
People go, man, he's so small and diminutive.
How does he do it?
It's amazing how he gets the power for those home runs.
No,
he knew what the bleeping pitch was.
Jose Altuve.
It's going to be impossible for the Cardinals to play their full 60-game season. With only 45 days to play 55 games, they've now had 3 times as many games postponed as games they've played. 15 postponements, 5 games played.
I would like everybody across Major League Baseball to issue a written apology to my Miami Marlins.
Okay.
Apparently, they're not as bad as it can get.
The Cardinals are worse?
The Cardinals are worse?
Yeah.
Remember the beginning? Marlins, huh? Marlins. Give my Marlins some credit, huh?
Yeah.
They found it. They isolated all the players who had it, and they got back out on the diamond. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Good point from 239 here on the text line, Stony Brook Golf Club text line. With no Big Ten, Georgia can easily finish in the top 5. They won't have Ohio State in their way. It's very possible that Georgia creeps up 1 spot. Boom. Problem solved.
Somewhere does Georgia ever play Indiana, ever?
Not in football.
Maybe this year.
But does that mean Craig's...
Wouldn't that be something?
Does that mean Craig's quote all the way back on February the 5th that Georgia would not get past number 5 in the final regular season college football playoff rankings by 2022? Does that mean that that's wrong?
Chris, that was clearly made under the assumption that we had 5 Power 5
conferences. No, you don't get away with that.
I'm sorry.
No, because this is like you're a Golden State bet. And
I
you got lucky
it.
Because Steph Curry got hurt.
I didn't get lucky. Steph Curry could have played. They still went to 135 games.
No one ever said they would have been to play. They could have won 35 games if Steph Curry didn't get hurt.
I doubt it.
No. That's it.
And the real sad news.
You should have seen this coming.
The real sad news is me calling USC in the college football playoff. We'll never get to see it come true because USC won't be playing football this fall.
If you're sticking me with the thing in your sticks too.
No. They're not playing football. There's a clear difference
there.
That's
the same thing as I'm arguing.
No, Georgia's playing football. USC never had a shot.
So let's say the SEC is the only league that plays. If they finish in the top 5, that counts against me?
Top 3.
That's ridiculous.
Final 4, college football playoff. Get ready.
Alabama.
Florida, Georgia, Auburn.
And Alabama.
Florida.
Yeah, Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Florida.
There you go. Congratulations.
And you know what? Be the best TV ratings they ever got.
No problem with that.
Might not be bad.
Wait till Texas and Oklahoma. I'm sticking with my theory.
Twitter has been so much fun today with all the hypothetical scenarios floating out there. Yeah. It's been just 4 super divisions.
I like my hypothetical. Yeah, maybe 2 super divisions. Well, it could be 4. Yeah. But I think Texas and Oklahoma, the Big 12 does it somehow, some way, if they're allowed, legally, whatever.
Put Florida,
they would go with the SEC.
Put Florida and Florida State back in the same division. Throw Miami in there.
Oh.
Hello.
Sounds good.
Central Florida?
No. This is big boy football.
Well, I know, but They don't like to play Big
Central
Ten.
Florida would want two games at home for every road game that they play.
Central Florida would have to come play at Florida State, at Florida, and at Miami.
We're joining the SEC. We're above that. Eight home games this year.
Pat Forty also said about, again, the ACDADs met today, moving forward in an attempt to play good news. But he also said, worth noting, that the president's meeting matters more than the AD's meeting, which we've been talking about.
Of course.
Buck stops with the presidents, though they will obviously take input from their ADs.
They better take a lot of input. Hey, normally these are the dog days of summer. Baseball is back in full swing, unless you're with the Cardinals. It means you can bundle and save any three policies with a triple play with Damon Brist Farmers Insurance. Bundle home, auto, and umbrella, or you can bundle home, auto, and boat. Let Damon Brist Farmers Insurance discount all three policies for you. And as I always like to remind you, with all this thunder and lightning going around, it is hurricane season, people. Make sure your stuff's up to date. Make sure you're good to go. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. He was the first farmers agency in Southwest Florida. He's still the fastest growing farmers agent in the country. 239-202-2933. That's 239-202-2933. Damon Brist, Farmers Insurance. I've switched my policies. Have you switched yet?
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Who's this? I recognize it. I can't
that's,
quite name it.
Hang on. Rat, not rat. Not poison. Whitesnake?
No.
Nope. No. Skid Row.
Oh, Skid Row.
Skid Row. Yeah. Today is Duran Duran Appreciation Day.
Oh.
I tell you my story. I saw them at concert once.
Yeah.
Sure, it was them?
Nobody came.
You said that. I can't believe that.
I know. It was right in their heyday, too. Bad schedule.
Crazy.
Something.
Major League Baseball has just announced that the Cardinals-Tiger doubleheader is postponed.
Dang it!
For Thursday.
I'm ready for my Tiger baseball.
Craig, you're missing out. This is a good thing.
Yeah? Cardinals only have five games played.
Winning percentage?
You're avoiding games with the Cardinals,
yeah.
One of the better teams in the Central Divisions.
Mm, yes.
And you're keeping your winning percentage. This is a good thing.
You just came off your first sweep in over a year, I think.
Yeah. Keep the streak alive. Another day without a loss.
MLB and the club believe it is prudent to continue additional testing while players and staff are quarantined before the team returns to play. More information regarding the Cardinals' resumption of play will be announced later in the week.
Well, I'm with Chris on this. I want to know what the minimum is. The baseball will allow. All right, you only played 48 games instead of 60. Your winning percentage, you're in the playoffs. Because I guess, man, my Tigers are in. I got to start doing magic numbers now. I mean, it's going to be like in 3 weeks. We're going to be counting these games down.
Yep.
Crazy. Crazy year.
Heat Pacers seating finale on Friday, set for 4 p.m., by the way, with ESPN and local TV televising it.
They actually play tonight, so they'll play twice this week, and they're the 4-5 seed in the Eastern Conference, so they could play. They're doing best of seven in
Philly,
the first round,
Philly's
right?
There too, but the Heat, Indiana, and Philly are all right within a game of each other.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So
yeah,
the Celtics have locked up the three.
Yeah, so Friday's the last day of games, so I think playoffs would start Sunday. But with the Sixers, I mean, Ben Simmons, he left the bubble.
Joel Embiid's hurt now.
And Joel Embiid is hurt now, so now they're relying on Tobias Harris and Shake Milton and
Shake.
Who else? And then T.J. Warren,
remember
who's
the Harlem
been.
Shake? Remember that dance?
Yeah.
Why would you bring that up?
Well, Shake.
Okay, but T.J. Warren, who's been the bubble MVP, maybe him and Devin Booker, 1-2. So, T.J. Warren probably out tonight with a foot injury.
So Booker, so Draymond Green over the weekend thought he'd step in and do a little analysis on TNT.
And how'd that go?
And talked about, I think he and Barkley are semi-cool.
I thought they hated each other.
Well, I think that was more.
More shtick?
Shtick.
Okay.
And they want Draymond to be the next Barkley. I mean, if there's anybody out there that will give an honest
opinion.
Oh,
that fits, yeah, that
then
fits.
When Barkley retires, they could put Draymond in there. But he said that Booker should get out of Phoenix as soon as possible, should be on a good team. And they nailed him for tampering for $50,000. $50,000?
Because
they tightened up the tampering rules of the players now. And I don't think he actually ever said, hey, come to Golden State either.
Well, look what they did to Doc Rivers last year, remember?
Well, yeah. Well, he's a coach. That's one thing.
I know, but
players should be able to
say
whatever they want.
He said, you know, it was a.
So what do you think Draymond got paid to do one night on TNT? $10,000?
Not 50.
But I know, that's what I'm saying.
He lost money on that deal.
Wow.
But in the East, the top three seeds are locked up: Milwaukee, Toronto, Boston, and then you know Miami, Indiana, and Philadelphia, all within a game in the loss column of each other. So Brooklyn, and you know Brooklyn's definitely got the seven seed locked up.
By hook or by crook, Brooklyn got it right.
Yeah,
I mean, good grief,
it's amazing. And then Orlando, it's probably going to be them as the eighth seed because Charlotte's not going to make right. They're done. Washington's even further behind. Washington's seven games behind. They're 10th place. Charlotte is in 9th place with only 42 losses at 23-42.
Charlotte showed up in the bubble?
Charlotte's not there.
They're not there.
No, they're not there. Charlotte's not there.
I know that, but I'm saying Washington can't make up 7 games.
Washington fell below the Hornets?
They're 24-46.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I think that they're 0-5 since showing up in the bubble, so that would make sense. I just thought, you know, based off of winning percentage, they wouldn't be able to drop below.
And then in hockey, Tampa Bay, I mean, the Bruins and the Blues, last year's, you know, Stanley Cup, good, beautiful, unbelievable 7-game final that the Blues won. This year combined, including one exhibition game, 0-7-1. Both teams. The Bruins played crappy last week against Philadelphia to start. Halak was a backup, but then they played a lot better against Tampa Bay. In fact, the last time it was 2-0. They tied the game at 2, lost it late in the game. They played well. They played better in the first half of the Wash, had a lot of possessions yesterday. Tampa Bay is going to be the 3 seed.
And they got their rematch with Columbus after Columbus bounced them last year as an 8 seed, sweeping out the 1 seed. They get their chance at redemption.
Yep. The Flyers got the 1 seed. They were playing really, really well.
In review.
Caps, too.
Your Bruins stink. Your Red Sox stink. And a little interesting little quote I wanted to get in before the end of the show from one Julian Edelman. He said, Tom Brady's my friend, but this Cam Newton thing is very intriguing.
Of course it is.
What does that mean?
Why wouldn't it be? They also hosted Lamar Miller today.
It means Cam's better. They don't miss Tom. Tom who?
The Mountain West is postponing its fall sports season, including football.
I mean, when Julian says it's going to be interesting, he's saying like, oh.
It wasn't interesting before.
I'm not going to have the ball thrown on my numbers every single time. I might have to use, athleticism.
The way he said it, it was a compliment to Cam. Like, this is exciting.
Well, yeah, of course it is.
I thought interesting.
No, because he had to preface it by saying, hey, Tom's my friend. He's my bud. I don't want this to be a criticism of him, but this Cam Newton thing, this could work out.
By the way, I found my new favorite form of Tom Brady over the weekend. Did you guys see this?
No.
Visor Tom Brady.
Oh, really?
Tom Brady wearing a visor, a red tinted visor.
You can see where he's looking off?
Out on the... looked like... it's the coolest... it's the coolest he's looked since going down that water slide in Cancun.
Cool. So he looks as he wore a Wolverine uniform back in the day.
Watching Ryan Day right now on ESPN, here's what he's saying. I think we certainly need to not cancel the season. There are two different opportunities, September 26th and the first week of October, to start the season. That's the way the schedule was designed. To do that right now would be a mistake.
To bail right now would be a mistake.
The Mountain West is postponed football.
We've put everything in motion. Yep. We've already delayed the season to the 19th or the 26th, and now maybe even October. Let's let it play out, people. Let's not pull the plug today, you stupid Big Ten presidents who do nothing.
And what changed
Mountain
in the
West
Big Ten?
Has pulled the plug too.
What changed in the Big Ten between, what was it, last Tuesday when schedules came out?
A lawyer talked to the presidents and said, hey, we're liable for some long-term lawsuits here if guys need open-heart surgery from COVID. I think that's what it came down to.
Yeah.
And they panicked. And they wanted to bring everybody. Oh, well, we got breaking news here.
Well, it's going to be it. But
no breaking news.
So now Mountain West, of course, America's team, Boise State, Air Force, Utah State, Wyoming, Colorado State, New Mexico, Hawaii, San Diego State, Nevada, San Jose State, Fresno State, UNLV. No football for you. Come back in spring, maybe. That stinks. So, again, some other teams were playing. Power 5 schools will play in those teams.
I'll reiterate, college football doesn't really change that much as of today.
The loss of
Boise State is
even
tragic.
With the MAC and the Mountain West out of it. Pac-12.
Boise. It doesn't matter if we don't have Tuesday night football, because we're going to have NFL Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, because they're going to take up the void of no college football.
The only reason I'm surprised a little bit at Mountain West is because I thought I read something over the weekend where they really wanted to keep Air Force in there to play, you know, the
no Commander-in-Chief
the Commander-in-Chief trophy. Yeah, but maybe they'll be allowed to. See, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be allowed to sub out, so to speak, and move on if they want to for this year or
you
what.
You think we'll see any transfers? If the Big Ten, the Big Ten says we're not playing this year, and
wait a second, so they go in the transfer portal
with three weeks to go.
I went, would they allow it?
No,
I don't think so.
Who's they? I haven't used my year of eligibility yet. If some other school is offering me a scholarship, I can use it. I haven't used anything, have I?
Portal's closed.
I don't know.
The portal's never closed. The portal's always open.
Portal's open.
Are you kidding me?
It's like a wormhole.
Justin Fields suiting up for the Gamecocks next year? Jeez. Sign me up.
Oh, can you imagine that? No.
Back to Mississippi Georgia. State. Back to Georgia. Oh, Justin Fields back to Georgia.
Reclaim his job.
That would be awesome.
I love
it. Works for Joe Burrow. He left Ohio State and went to Georgia. Let's go do it.
No, he went to LSU, Craig.
I mean, that's what I meant. I got excited.
Which, by the way, you see his tweet today?
Yeah.
Which one?
He feels badly for everybody.
Well, he said, he goes, look, if this happened last year, I'd be looking for another job right now.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be in the NFL, Joe Burrow.
I don't know about that, but he may. It would.
He was coming off a 55% completion percentage season. He was not going to be in the NFL.
He might have been a sixth-round pick, seventh-round pick.
Maybe undrafted.
Maybe.
Maybe undrafted. Wow. He would not be.
That's a startling point.
And he made almost $37 million in the draft.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think he's right. Wow. Sit on that for a
minute. Think about that.
But somebody, you know.
Timing is everything.
And I saw Tua in a Dolphins uniform.
Did you get excited?
It moved.
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's using Seinfeld language now. Listen to it.
It's a great reference. Yeah. I appreciate you guys for turning me on to that.
Good.
Where was another? I saw another tweet from somebody. Yeah, can't find it.
Save it for what you got. That's coming up next. And the all-new ESPN Radio lineup debuts on Monday. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin in the morning, followed by Dan Lebatard with Stu Goss from 10 to noon. The Greeny Show, Mike Greenberg, is noon to 2. And, of course, us, Sheepman and Shepherd, we ain't moving anywhere. Staying 2 to 6. Rock solid right there. The all-new ESPN Radio lineup debuting on Monday, August 17th. Sheepman and Shepherd, what you got next? 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
I didn't realize it, but today is VJ Day, Victory Day for World War II back in the day.
The only state that celebrates that day and they changed the name is Rhode Island. They still celebrate it. It's a holiday.
Yeah. What did they change it to?
Well, Victory Over Japan Day was in. I forget what it was, to be honest with you.
Today in 2003, the first person to get married in space, a cosmonaut married some chick down at Houston Control while he was on the International Space Station. Guess it counts.
So, cosmonaut married another astronaut?
Cosmonaut married just some other chick. He was in space at the time.
She was down
on Earth. Yeah.
How is that legal?
I don't know. They said their vows, video, whatever.
Really? Herbert, you get married doing vows?
I don't know.
Via Michigan control?
Perhaps. It's just like being there.
Houston, we have
it. How do you kiss the bride?
Well, you can't do that. You can't do any
Houston, we have
consummating at that particular time. Herbert Hoover, 31st president, born in 1874.
Could you video consummate?
Yeah, it's called porn.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess you could. You guys taking this right into the gutter. Antonio Banderas, happy birthday. He's born in 1960.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
Most notable role.
Horrible.
Well, I don't know if it's his most notable, but yeah.
Horrible fairy tale. Thank God I didn't get. I had to see the movie.
Funny.
That's a good.
Very funny.
That's a good cartoon.
It's one of those good ones. It's got a lot of adult humor in it. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. In 1932, we lost Rin Tin Tin.
Oh.
Great actor.
Oh.
Dog.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Oh.
Rin Tin Tin was a dog.
Yeah.
We lost Isaac Hayes in 2008. Shaft. Good song. 1934, Babe Ruth announced that this would be his last full-time season as a player. In 1944, the Braves, Red Barrett, threw 58 pitches. Shut out the Reds 2-0. That's like six pitches an inning.
Mm.
How about taking a pitch?
No, how about great? The game probably ended in an hour and 25 minutes.
So maybe it was a seven-inning doubleheader.
No.
Maybe. In 1984, Mary Decker and Zola Budd, Zola Budd made me angry. They collided on the track 3,000 meters in L.A. during the Olympics. Zola Budd, she was the barefooted one, right? And then she collided with Mary Decker, who was from Team USA.
Yep.
Cost her seventh place. John Starks, happy birthday. And Gino Toretta.
Yeah. Heisman Trophy Award winner.
From the U.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Pete, what you got?
Well, more good news. Several reports out of the state of Ohio. Ohio State's leadership, including, and I forgot about this, incoming president Christina Johnson is not in favor of canceling the 2020 football season. Again, Big Ten athletic directors will meet tonight to discuss the path forward. That is huge.
Finally, some leadership.
New incoming Ohio State president Christina Johnson is not in favor of canceling the 2020 football season. I think that will carry a ton of weight.
Well, she's not president yet, so how much weight does it have? Well, I mean, it's like Joe Biden saying, yeah awesome.
But
if he wins, you know.
I think it carries some weight.
CJ2K.
All right. Crystal ball. What you got?
All right. I've been giving out a few losers the last two nights.
How about a winner for a change?
Well, I promise you I'm trying, guys. We'll go Heat, lay the 2.5 against the Pacers. I think it'll be a close game. Think Butler's coming back tonight. I think Dragic is.
What's he doing?
I think Dragic is coming back tonight, and I don't think TJ Warren is playing tonight, so I'll roll with the Heat. I'm tentative on it. I'm like a boxer. I'm beat up. I just got to get to the bell. That's all. I need one win, then I'm going to turn this thing around.
Yeah, you just need one win. Just one more. Said many a person at many a sports book. Just need this one. This is going to turn it all around.
It's going to turn it all around.
One more.
Double down. Got to have it. All right, so what's going on tonight? It's Monday night. Are you watching your little
Red Sox Rays?
You're watching Red Sox. You watching your little Big Brother thing you got going on over
there? I don't know what I'm going to get into this evening. Probably Big Brother.
Yeah?
Probably.
Not sure what I'm going to do either. Probably watch some NBA, maybe.
Hey, there you go.
Well, it's because it's on.
First game is on TNT. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. ESPN. First game is on ESPN. It's 6:30. Bucks. Raptors.
Who's going to play in that? First and second seeds are locked up, so what's that?
I think Toronto play. I don't know. And then 9 o'clock on TNT, Nuggets Lakers, which Lakers won't have anything to play for there.
Right.
Maybe I like the Nuggets in that play. I changed my mind. Nuggets. Hold on. I got 30 seconds to change this play.
Plus five.
Nuggets plus five all day. Give me Bol Bol and 5 points twice on Monday.
Very good.
I'm in. Throw this crap away. Heat minus 2.5.
All right, so don't forget Red Sox baseball in about a half hour, give or take. And tomorrow, Red Alert Tuesday, we'll be back for Chris, for Pete Shepard. I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening on this Monday. We're all together again. It's very nice. Kudos to me. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.